This is Meditation 3 of the series Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit. A meditation for the first floor and Jyoti meditation. You are seated, comfortable, and relaxed. Close your eyes and release the world outside. Allow yourself to be fully present, releasing all the concerns of your day-to-day life. This is a time for you. A time to draw within and consciously align yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Relax and ground inside your body as a whole. Feel the easy and natural sensation of your wholeness. Your entire body as a comfortable unity. This is in itself a wonderful sensation. We will begin with 3 or 4 abdominal breaths to help us become inwardly energized and more fully relaxed and present. Breathe by drawing the air in from the back of the nose and throat, while expanding your belly to draw the breath down, rounding your belly. Continue drawing the air in as the lungs expand and fill to the top. Pause and gradually push the air out from the belly and then the lungs. While pressing the air out from the back of the throat, allow the air to fully release and pause. Then again, expanding the belly and drawing the air down from the back of the nose and throat. Fill your belly, allow your lungs to fill, and then pause. Then collapsing your belly, allow the air to flow out. Collapsing your lungs and pushing the last of the air out from the back of your throat. Once more, drawing the air down, rounding your belly, filling your lungs to the very top, pausing, and then allowing the belly to compress, the air flowing out from the back of your throat and nose. Your lungs collapsing. All of the air releasing. And then pause. And now simply relax while continuing to breathe with gentle depth. Now let the energy of your breath and your awareness flow down through the trunk of your body, through your arms, and slowly down your legs. If you are sitting on a chair, allow the energy of your breath and awareness to flow down your legs and into the earth. If you are sitting cross-legged, allow the energy to move down through your lower body, down into the earth. Let's explore our treeness. There is so much beauty and power in a tall tree, reaching up to the sun and down into the earth. Imagine your lower body and legs are like a trunk. And as your attention meets the earth, the roots spread out, drawing nourishment, deepening in our sense of belonging and of gratitude. Whatever emotions or tensions you're holding on to in your body that you would like to release, carry them with your breath and your intention down through the roots and into the earth. Let those roots spread as far and as deeply as your imagination may choose. It is wonderful to embrace our relationship to the earth. Just as the child grows up but never forgets their mother, similarly, childlike humanity, for all her bad behavior, is the evolutionary crown of life on earth. We've pulled our roots out of the soil. We walk freely upon the earth. We drive on it and even fly above it and away from the earth itself. This moment is your chance to connect again and embrace the ground you stand on. This earth that is raising you like corn to realize something of who you truly are and move towards your fullest potential. Now that your body feels well grounded, let's allow your attention to rise back to the command center on the third floor as we turn our attention again towards the inner eye, the third eye, called by so many names. The single eye, Shiv Netra, Jyoti Meditation. With your eyes and forehead completely relaxed, gaze with an effortless effort into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, about 8 to 10 inches ahead. Your entire attention is now present in looking into the doorway as if you were looking at a movie screen. Repeat the mantra you have selected slowly, maybe at intervals, so as not to disturb your attention. Continue to gaze into the middle of the darkness for some time, And if you are able to do this, you may experience colors or flashes of light. You may see blue sky with clouds or stars. If you see the stars, try to find the bright star and gaze into the middle of it, which will allow you to experience the bright light of the moon, or the luminous sunlight, or golden light. Whatever you see, continue to gaze into the middle of it in an unbroken manner, with your attention wholly and solely focused into that small area. Continue to repeat the mantra you've chosen. There is no need to clutch for one thing or another. Whatever comes to you, it is what is meant for you. There is nothing that has to happen other than the withdrawal of your attention to this Ajna center, the third eye. The rest is merely icing on the cake. We'll meditate now silently together for 10 minutes, and I will let you know when it is time to leave off. You can now leave off your meditation. I hope you've enjoyed your meditation today, and I welcome you to write me with any questions you may have regarding your experience. This ancient method of meditation is part of a practice called Surat Shabd Yoga, meditation on inner light and sound. And I would like to acknowledge Sant Rajinder Singh Ji Maharaj, the present spiritual master of this ancient tradition, who has made the Jyoti meditation widely available for everyone to take the benefit of meditation on inner light. Have a wonderful day.